This is the Sensible Nation roast of Raw Dog. With your roast master, Sensible People.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
What is up, Sensible Nation? Welcome back to Sensible People. Raw Dog Ryan, what's up, my man?
Hey, I think after last episode, I can say, what's up, sensible singles?
Oh, Lord. And the lovely and one and only Mandy B.
Hi, everyone. I love it.
You always give me shit for the sensible fuckers. I think that works.
I liked it. It did. So it was good.
Right
it was good.
There's got to be a couple sensible singles out there,
There's
right?
There's a lot, yeah.
There always are.
All right.
I'm one of your other hosts, Tay Wagner. We had an awesome fucking show. Episode 7, I Like It Like That. We played a game called I Like It Like That, where Ryan ended up kissing me on the forehead, which was just terrible. It made me feel so uncomfortable.
Who had more punishments? He did, so he lost.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
This is becoming just a fucking trend where I just...
He loses. Someone
said that to me who listens to the show. They're like, do you just lose at every game? Like, look.
Loser.
Right, I won... The spelling bee. That's my claim to fame.
And the spook box. I
beat
Mandy.
What
are you talking about?
I will say, if we would have played Sonny Patel in the spelling bee, we both would have lost. Let's state that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. But, guys, episode 7, that's a really fun one. Check it out if you have not. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SensiblePeoplePodcast.com, wherever you listen. And it's called I Like It Like That. It's a fun one. So check that out. We have some big news.
Sensible Nation, big news. I'm sure you heard, a week or so ago on our social channels, but we have officially been nominated for a 2018 Discover Pod People's Choice Awards. You'll see we're in there with some fucking big names. We are so pumped. It's all because of you guys, the fans, Sensible Nation. So thanks for that. So now what you guys got to do is go to discoverpods.com and click on the 2018 awards. Give us a vote. Show us your appreciation. We'd really like it, guys.
It's huge for us, guys. I mean, we're 1 year in the making, Sensible People. We've really taken Chicago as one of the top comedy podcasts, as many tell us. But to be, listed with the Joe Rogans of the world, the,
ESPN 30 for 30.
ESPN 30 for 30 podcast, just
the crime,
to be in that category. It's a tribute to you guys as our fans, so thank you for making that happen.
And endless support.
We
endless
haven't
support.
Even conversed you yet, Mandy, but Tay and I were talking. Guys, if we win this award and you guys go ahead and vote, we're going to have a party, and that's when we'll be giving our acceptance speeches live at the party. But if we win, we'll have it. We'll throw it. We'll do it right. Drinks all around, good food, hopefully some topless waitresses. So please vote.
Oh, my gosh.
Sensible Nation, we got your back and you got ours. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. What's in store for episode 8? Mandy B.
I've been waiting for this day. We are
I've
roasting.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
We are roasting the hell out of Raw Dog today. And, ooh, baby, I'm stoked.
Good. All I said to these guys all fucking week as we're talking about this is good fucking luck. You got nothing to roast me on, and I will have answers for every fucking thing.
Let me say I was very disappointed coming into the studio today because somebody, whose idea was it to roast Raw Dog? I think Amber brought it up.
Or a fan. I think it was a fan, actually.
Maybe it was a fan. So. Yeah. I came into the studio today. I was all excited. I thought we were literally roasting him alive. I had my skewers and my corn cob ready to go.
He came at me instead of like a chloroform rag. It was like a it was an apple to put in my mouth, like a true pig roast.
That's right. So I came with a healthy appetite, and now I'm starving because I thought we were going to eat your fat ass.
And we eat the pig, and then together we burn.
Most girls do say they're still starving after they're done with me.
What? Okay. Well.
All right, guys. We also have a guest on the show today.
We do.
We do.
Who's on the show today, Raw Dog?
The lovely Amanda from Blunt Mommy Podcast. Guys, check her out. I always look at her photos. She's always taking nude photos. She's very free-spirited, talking about sex, what she does in her single life. Got a great podcast, got great social channels. You hear from her in a little bit down the road, but we're really excited to talk to her.
I really, really dig her.
Yeah. Me too.
Good comment. Mandy B, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, we're roasting Raw Dog, please.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
Good luck. So, you know, Tate, I've gotten a lot of questions over the last week or so. And now I think about it, going back to episode, the previous episode, I Like It Like That. You made a comment in there, and I think this needs some more explaining because it's absolutely the most unsensible thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. You need to explain more why you wipe standing up. There's no reason. And before you give your explanation, I want to ask, I have a theory. So when you were a kid, unable to wipe your own ass, your mom and or your dad would tell you to stand up so they could wipe your ass. Is that, does it continue on through your adult life? Why do you stand up?
Quite frankly, I don't know the root of it, but I don't really need to because here's the thing. I have a full defense prepared because I did get a lot of shit even after the episode released.
About
from both,
the shit?
Yeah, from Ryan and some of the fucking listeners. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's prove this once and for all. So if you didn't see, I put up a poll on our Instagram Live, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tay, blah, 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 announced this is, you know, one of the things he during the I Like It Like That game, that he stands up to wipe his ass after his shit. So I put up, what do you guys do? As Sensible Nation, what do? Stand up is option A. Sit down, option B. A resounding 67%, two-thirds of our fucking listeners, click stand up.
Mandy.
Stand up.
Why do people stand up?
Stand
There's
up.
There's no reason.
So you guys are in the minority.
Hold on,
I should
hold
be more appalled
than
you guys.
Let me give my theory. You, when you sit down, you're just naturally, your cheeks are naturally more acceptable to spread, to wipe.
Yeah, I
how?
Feel.
When you're standing up.
How do you even like
because
reach
if you
back
stand
there?
Up, your cheeks naturally come in and get squeezed.
Yeah, but you can't get a good angle and deep
an
enough.
Angle.
I
you just give
deep.
A tiny lean
I,
and
no, wipe. Listen, I think those stander uppers, they got to be like spreading.
Yeah, like they, so.
Oh, good. Yeah, you grab your left cheek.
You, so you're just utilizing too much of your body.
You guys, when, no. When you were little kids, did you ever do the mirror thing where you spread your cheeks?
No.
Yeah, you did. That's why you guys laughed. That's why
where
she's
did
laughing.
You come
when
from?
I was a kid, no. When I was adult, yes.
I still don't get the stand up wipe. I guess we'll just agree to disagree.
I agree to disagree, but as you can see, it's not as uncommon as you think. But in fact, it's
astounding.
The majority of our listeners.
Amber behind the scenes wanted me to ask you this. She gave me one of these series that she did want to personally ask you.
Okay.
Does it matter the consistency of the number two? Meaning, if it's a wet diarrhea compared to a dry log, do you always stand?
Always. Oh, okay. Always stand.
All right.
Consistency.
She was wondering
means
consistency.
Nothing.
Okay. Guys, another. I had some first evers in my life this last couple weeks.
Raw dog with some firsts.
So, no I mean, blame. I'm newly single, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to go have some fun, see what's out there.
Oh my God.
Met this really, really nice girl, hanging out with her a little bit. But I will have to say, so I think it was before we actually recorded last episode. I was over by her, hanging out, having a good time. I think it was a Friday night last time we recorded.
It was.
We, you know, it was the time it happened. It was the first time I banged with a button-down shirt on. Didn't take it off. And I was sweating so fucking bad. But I just didn't have a moment to unbutton and take the shirt off.
So you just kept the shirt on.
Yeah, in a button
pants
down.
Down. What pants that were around your ankles?
Around
of course.
My yeah, it was yeah. Around my ankles.
Yeah,
and, well, my socks were.
I've
off.
Done that.
My socks were off.
It's sensible.
Like, wait, this is your first time?
Yeah, and get this. It gets better. So I got the button down shirt on.
Rip
then,
it off.
All of a sudden, I'm in the middle, and I feel this thing on my foot, and I'm like, "What the fuck? Like this isn't her." I didn't. Mm. I look over. There, her cat's licking my foot. I couldn't like I couldn't get past it. I fucking hate cats. But
I thought you were gonna say I couldn't handle. I had to fuck a cat
yeah.
Too.
So like then so I wanted to get your guys' opinion. Okay. So like I said, we've been hanging out for a couple weeks or whatever you want to call it.
Who? You and this girl you've been?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Cat. Him
yeah,
and the cat.
You and the cat.
Him and the cat. I've been kicking it.
So she already farts in front of me. What do you guys think? Is that acceptable?
No.
I don't
absolutely
mind it.
Absolutely.
Kind of turns me on.
Why?
The more Ryan talks, like, holy, so, who are you?
And people
ew.
Wonder why we're doing a roast of you instead of the two of us.
Yeah,
She did get mad at me recently because there was one time we were laying in bed and my pants were down. We were watching a TV show. And I was a little drunk or whatever, and her pants were down. And I told her to fart on my dick. Let's
get it on. What?
Ryan! I can't handle you as a human.
Wait, you requested her to fart on your dick?
Don't you think it'd feel good?
No.
What?
Why? No. No,
Did she abide?
No,
the rules.
She's got a good game. Believe me, she's got a good sense of humor. I'll give her that. But she did. She looked at me like I was a serial killer when I asked her that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Can you fart on my dick?
Yeah. I hope you were like tanked. Were you?
I
wasted?
Thought you were gonna say I hope you were joking. I would have said
no. I know you're not joking. I know you by now. You ain't joking.
I was a little under the weather.
Well, but the big question: did she do it?
No, she didn't do it. Oh. But I wanted her to.
Now I'm interested.
Ryan, no.
You guys are both thinking about it for real.
I'm really upset that you didn't have like a good like sensual like rip that shirt off. What the farting on the dick? What the?
Who said I
you
didn't?
You are young.
That's just not
get
interesting
it on.
To talk about.
Let's get it on. All right.
So we sat there. She was missionary. And back and forth a couple times. We said,
I'm saying no.
The wind was 30 miles per hour.
I'm a big fan of, I would have ripped off that shirt.
Nobody gives a fuck what you say.
I didn't have time. I didn't have time.
All right.
Guys, I'm 30 years old now. I just had my 30th 30. Out in Vegas. It was one hell of a time with 15 of my best friends.
I'm so young.
I bet.
It was so much fun, guys. We went out. We rented a fucking Airbnb off the strip. We're like 15 minutes away. Had 15 of my closest friends. Mm. You guys were not invited. No, you were. You were.
So we're but not you just close friends.
You couldn't obviously. Make it because I told you to hang back and work on the podcast.
Yeah, that is exactly.
But had a total blast. Love Vegas. Love, a birthday celebration. 30? I do generally feel a little older.
Do you feel like your balls are hanging a little lower?
Yeah, I was 29 on last Friday. My balls were, nice and perky. I woke up 30. They touched the ground.
Ooh,
what about you?
The ground at the casino.
At least I was in the casino.
You're getting closer to needing ED, too.
That's right.
That's what B told
me. A little limpies.
Yeah, B told me.
You guys admit the weirdest stuff on this.
Hey. Is someone talking?
I don't know. I just
how
hear,
did
like,
this
we
happen?
Love Mandy B. Mandy B, everybody. Let's so all, let's give her a clap. Let's give
Mandy
her a clap.
B.
God. Anyway, did you win big? I love gambling.
I ended up $275 for the trip, which is good. That's
yeah.
good.
Oh,
If you can walk away from Vegas fucking broke, even, that's a win.
Hell yeah.
Even if you're a little down, it's entertainment
I
money.
I would say so.
Yeah. Being up $275 is a major win.
I think you should post pictures of that amazing Airbnb.
No, I will. I will. I think I posted some.
Yeah. There was a water slide?
No water slide.
Oh, why do I keep thinking there's a water slide?
No.
No water
but slide. It had fucking beach volleyball. It had an arcade room. It had a hot tub. It had mini golf. It was gorgeous.
Let's
so
go
much
back
fun.
To a question we asked Mandy B in the Halloween episode. If you would have went to Vegas, do you think you would have had the enema before you left?
Yeah, come on with this enema, dude.
What? You got to clean out.
Yeah. What? I took an enema.
You did not take an
enema. Yes, I did.
Everybody's doing
enemas.
When
enemas. You turned 30, you did.
On the airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Everybody's doing enemas.
Yeah.
We got to do it, man.
All right. It's enema season, too, apparently.
So,
hey, listen. I think we should do something sweet for Tay because, he just turned 30 and it's his birthday.
I love something
this
sweet.
This was Mandy's idea,
this
by
was,
the way.
Because I'm such a sweetie.
Oh, now I'm worried.
You guys are always dicks to
she
me.
Was actually able to log into the drive.
I wish that was actually true. we're going to have 30 seconds of saying 30 nice things about Tay for his 30th, okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah. The two of you combined or like 60 total?
No, you have to go two.
What? No, what the?
I don't have anything prepared.
It's combined.
Would you think we do?
We obviously do, okay?
Look at her notebook.
Look at my notepad.
Would you draw in chalk?
That in blood. All right, so my favorite thing about
ready,
Jay,
go.
He's a great leader.
You took mine. No, you guys have seen. Taylor is the glue of our show. He keeps us together because, as you can see, Mandy and I, we go off the rails a little bit. Taylor,
we got 30 seconds.
Taylor holds us together. He gets us to where we want to go.
He's loyal.
And he's going to get to where we want to be.
He is. I think he's loyal and...
great friend.
I think he's a great husband.
Great boyfriend. Did I say that?
You weren't supposed to say that about us.
He's a good person.
So we got to like 15 seconds. That was cool, right?
Yeah, that's
good enough. Good enough by me.
We love you, hey, Tay. Happy birthday.
But I don't think he honestly knows that that was part of the bit, was we only could do a little bit. He's going to take that to heart. And
he's right. Crying a little.
I'll roast him.
I'm going to give you guys a golf clap for even thinking up your own segment.
Well, it was my that was my segment, yeah. So, you know.
That's what was on her... what's the Panera fucking receipt paper?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Never going to live that down.
All right, I will have to say, before I went to Vegas, mm-hmm. I posted this on Instagram. I know you saw it, Mandy. Mm-hmm. So I went spray tanning. And I was I went with a buddy who was going to the trip.
You're such a fucking bitch.
Shut up.
Spray tans are so hot right now. Stop it.
Yeah, you got to look your best. Dude, you're turning 30 in Vegas.
But did you look your best?
You look a pale, fat baby. Well, here's the thing. The spray tan looked great. I got a lot of shit from people. My buddy and I both did.
Yeah.
And we were laughing. Whatever.
Yeah,
I can take the heat.
Oh, but you did.
But here's the thing. I fucked up because I didn't put enough lotion on my left hand. You know what I'm talking about. And the ladies know. And the bodybuilders know. I didn't put enough lotion on my left hand. And I guess I didn't curl my hand. It's kind of nerve-wracking, I must say. Like, they're yelling shit at you.
Yeah,
turn to the left. I'm turn to the left.
It's so weird that you guys go into, like, this thing and get dyed.
Yeah,
were you naked?
I come out, yeah, butt
okay,
naked,
thank
of
God.
Course.
And then you wore the hair thing?
I got questions.
I didn't wear the hair thing. I was fuck questions. That. I don't need that. I don't want to know. I would fuck that up. I'd have a terrible hairline.
He would.
So I come out. Like, my buddy's like, holy shit, the situation. I was like, whatever, cool. Next day, I wake up in the morning. I look like tan, obviously, as shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, whatever, it looks fine. And then I look down at my palm. I'm like, fucking completely orange. Yeah. My left palm only. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, no.
What level did you do?
No, it was so... I did like a 2 with a bronzer.
I want to ask.
It was so...
Oh,
fucking
ladies,
orange. And
the
so then I'm in the airport and I'm scrubbing so hard because it looked like so absurd. You
We've
guys
all
have
been
B
there.
Was just dying of laughter.
Well, so did it make your dick look tanner?
No. Well, yeah.
I
but
wanted
not
to ask,
like,
I can't ask Mandy, obviously, but I wanted to ask. I think naturally my dick is tanner than my normal body.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I would agree with that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did it get more orange?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't obey the instructions. I got on my back and put my heels up in the air.
All the single ladies.
But no, back to the fucking palm. So it's orange. I'm scrubbing away in the airport. Nothing is coming off. I look so ridiculous. I tried to like hide it during the fucking like picking up bags and stuff because I could just see people like families running, people. Yeah. Freak!
Oh my goodness.
But then
tan mom.
But then yeah, tan mom, exactly. So then I researched when I got there. I was like, I cannot, like, this is bad. It was that orange. So I got to the fucking Airbnb and then we went out to get food and stock the place. And I had researched if you have lemon juice and like nail polish remover. I tried everything.
That's such a thing.
Just scrubbed with my buddy because he did the same shit, which was funny.
Oh, right, right.
His like right palm
stone
was
sponge.
Fucked up. Yeah.
You guys were high-fiving.
But it worked a little bit. And after like a day, it was fine. But so funny. And then the other thing about the spray tan was we were talking to the chick who was operating the place. And we were laughing, telling her, you know, we're first timers, whatever, having a good time. And she goes, guys, you won't believe this. A black dude came in last week. And I'm like,
what?
What do you mean a black dude came in? And she goes, a black dude came in. He went in to get a tan. And then clearly something was wrong with him. He came out and started berating me and screaming at me because he didn't get lighter.
What?
I was like, what?
He must have thought that the orange spray shit would make him lighter.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was just screaming, and she didn't know what to say. She was like, I'm sorry, sir. Like, it didn't work.
Yeah, there's no refund.
Like, come on. Not sensible.
No, something
wasn't
right.
Let's go.
There's mental people all over.
But, yeah, we had a blast in Vegas. It was so much fun being with so many friends. A couple of my idiot friends missed their flights on Friday. We left on a Friday to a Monday.
Idiots.
They call me while I'm on the fucking plane. They were supposed to be on the same flight. We fucked up. We missed our flight. How do you miss a flight
when you're 30 years old? You're not 18.
Everyone goes 5 hours.
Get your shit together.
Get it together.
No, the thing that was crazy was they were at the fucking airport on time because I had communicated with them. They were flying out at the same time as me. And then they went to a bar, and then they tried to fucking board at the same time that the plane was departing.
Idiots.
It doesn't work that way. Are you a moron?
They probably didn't get any receipt paper from the bar.
Probably.
What time?
The steps to take. Yeah.
The real question
they
is, did Tay give anybody, did you see any ladies out there and give them Raw Dog's number?
Nobody in Vegas would want to hang out with you.
They have those clappers, though, right? For some reason, you know? When
clap,
Yeah.
Hey, I know this great...
I think I saw your picture on one of those cards.
Hey, I know this great guy. He said he'd lick your ass.
Right.
That's what you lead with.
What is happening here?
But it's Vegas was fun, guys. All right, should we interview Blunt Mommy?
Let's interview her.
I'm ready.
All right, Blunt Mommy interview coming up.
Hey, it's Whiskey Boy and the Hammer. From Whiskey Boy Radio, you're listening to the Sensible People Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to be joined by the one and only Blunt Mommy, Amanda, from the Blunt Mommy Podcast. Blunt Mommy, welcome to Sensible People.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here.
We're so pumped to have you on.
Ryan is so pumped. I really appreciate you being on the show, Amanda.
We're all excited, but of course Ryan is especially excited.
He won't stop talking about you, baby girl.
Well, I've seen your pictures, Amanda, and I am excited. What the fuck?
Ryan is...
They're pretty wild.
Yeah, they are a handful.
I think we could both be pretty wild together, though.
Oh my God.
On our last...
Oh, is that a challenge?
I think so.
On our last episode...
I think you lose there, buddy.
Well, I can tell by your accent you're from the South, right?
Yes, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I might have to visit Baton Rouge.
Go Tigers! Woo-woo!
Wait, you didn't just say G-E-A-U-X Tigers, though, right?
Yes, I did.
No, it's G-O.
No, it's Go. G-E-A-U-X.
I have some friends up here that went to school down there, and that's all they ever post is the G-E-A-U-X.
It has become...
And I'd like to rip their head off when they do that.
I've actually never heard that before. That's just the French influence, I suppose.
I am part French Canadian.
French is further down south.
Okay. More towards New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans, the Acadiana area, Lafayette, Beaubridge, that area.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell us about the podcast, Blunt Mommy Podcast. You do the show primarily solo, correct?
Yes, I actually, but last night I did record with someone that I have been, I can cuss, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're on Sensible
People.
I recorded last night with Miller McFly. You know, I've been fucking him since July, so that was really fun.
So wait, are you seeing him? Is he a boyfriend or are you just fucking him?
We just hang out and have sex, and that's it.
Nice.
That's
nice.
A great friend to have.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. You're doing it right, Amanda.
Ugh, I've done the relationship thing, and I'm I'm over it.
That's as long as both people know we're just here to fuck, and they don't fall in love with each other and be annoying. That's a great friend to have.
That's the
it's
goal.
Perfect. We don't have to text every day. We don't go on dates. We don't have to see each other, but once a week, maybe twice a week, and we're fine.
Wait, what'd you say his name was?
He goes under a code name.
Yeah, I don't need to know, but like, what's the code name?
Miller McFly.
Miller McFly. How does Miller? What's Miller McFly's favorite position with you, Amanda?
Ooh, that's good. It's my favorite position. I'm flat on my back and my legs are straight up over his shoulder and he's sitting straight up. So booty's all up in the air. I'm all up in the air.
I like to call that the recliner.
I don't know what the fuck to call it. I call it the, it makes Amanda come 15 times position.
Now, do you guys just get right into it or is there a little foreplay before you guys get going?
Well, foreplay, and I will say, you know, TV, sometimes TV is part of the foreplay.
Yeah.
I like to chill out before, watch something, and then, definitely foreplay. I mean, it is ass-eating season right now. So
yeah, we wanted to ask you more about that. Can you give our listeners a little more information on what is ass eating season?
Because we've seen you tag it on your Twitter.
Okay. Well, I don't honestly know who created the hashtag and who said it was a season. I mean, obviously, for years, people have been eating ass and there's been anal play and licking booty hole and all this stuff. But somebody just said, oh, ass eating season. They created it. So as of now, we're just going hardcore with it.
Amanda, let me ask you, would you rather get your asshole tickled or licked?
Licked.
Yeah, for sure. I've never had it. Like, I'm kind of interested in seeing what
guys
it feels like.
Guys really like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like they're against it at first, though. I mean, they're so against it.
We're talking like the tickling, like with your tongue, not just licking, right? Like this, like flicking your asshole.
You're not just like licking like a popsicle. Yeah. Weird.
It's basically, I mean, picture yourself going down on a female. Yeah. You're literally doing that to a butthole. I literally do that to a butthole.
I'll have to get some of these chicks I hang out with to try that on me.
Oh my God.
You know, what has to happen though is you don't need to get a heads up. They just need to go from, you know, whatever they're doing and just slip the tongue down there like as a surprise.
Let me ask.
And then you'll just relax. You'll be like, oh my God.
I am very, very sneaky, sir.
It's also like, surprise season.
You know, Tay and I are dudes and, you know, we have friends that are like obviously dudes. And do you ever get nervous when you don't give them the heads up of, let's just say, the cleanliness down there?
Oh no, because he's always clean.
Okay. Well, at least, but what if it's some dude that it's just a random night?
It's ass eating season. You just have to be prepared all season.
You're prepared all season.
Make sure you're clean down there.
Yeah. Spring, summer, fall, and ass eating season.
I haven't been with anybody else in so long. So,
it's not like a one night stand thing. You don't just like find a dirty stranger in the bar and you're like, I'm going to lick that guy's asshole. So,
let's go hook up and let me lick your booty hole.
Yeah.
Eating assholes on the second date, minimum.
Amanda and I are ladies.
All right.
So have you guys had with Miller, have you had sex on the podcast? Because I know you did a naked podcast. Was that with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We actually were not naked, though, last night because it's fucking cold here.
Is it? It's not as cold as Chicago. I can probably tell you that.
It's
but
not, for sure.
It's nipply here, Amanda.
But I was just, I was like, I don't feel like getting naked. I'm just going to keep my clothes on because it's cold.
So he was the one that you did the naked podcast with?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And how did you get, that was a pretty big turnout got a lot of traction, a lot of attention on Twitter from what I remember.
Yes.
Well, I know that the attraction that I had on Twitter, that picture you took with those stickers on your shit, I was looking at that at work. And so I'm hoping, like you saw in our messages, I want to see some Sensible People stickers on you.
Y'all are third in line.
All right.
Man.
I'm used to sloppy seconds, so it's cool.
I don't know if you guys listen to shit, What Happens When You Party Naked.
I'm familiar with them. I haven't listened to them before, though.
Yes.
Sounds intriguing.
They actually sent me 10 stickers. 10.
10?
10.
Wow.
Yes.
Where are they all going?
You can make a crop top with 10.
Right. I have no idea. I told Miller yesterday, I said, look, I have 10 stickers coming in, so we need to think of a new position and areas on where to put them.
Perfect.
Hell yeah.
So do you have any stickers for Blunt Mommy? Because I propose that if you have our stickers on you, then I think Raw Dog Ryan should do a photo with your stickers over
I might
his
have
parts.
To.
Oh, yes. I ordered some yesterday.
Okay. Awesome. Well,
yes.
That's a deal then.
She doesn't sound too eager.
No, I will sit there and I will tell everybody because everybody, says, oh, Amanda, and I am totally 100% open, okay with nudity. I'm all about, self-love, sex positive.
Yeah.
That's just how I am.
We've been go ahead. Sorry.
you know, so being naked or putting stickers on me is not a big deal. So everybody's like, oh, Amanda, take, you know, nude photos with the stickers. Okay, that's awesome. Whenever my stickers come in, oh, you motherfuckers, take nude photos with my stickers.
Right.
And only 25% of the people, it will happen.
Oh, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll make sure he gets it.
I like your mentality. We've been trying to get our co-host here, Mandy B, to record topless one episode, but she won't.
Oh my gosh, why not? It's so free.
Yeah.
You know, my 30th is coming up. I'll do it for my birthday, maybe. I'll be free. Let the ladies out for the B-Day.
I might be distracted.
Yay!
So talk to us a little bit, going back to doing the show solo real quickly. Is that, I mean, that proposes an entirely new challenge. Obviously, we've got three hosts and we can bounce comedic ideas off each other. Is it a challenge? Have you always done it solo? And, you know, do you find times where maybe you're running out of things to talk to yourself about? I know you have guests and so forth sometimes, but on most occasions when you're solo anyways.
Well, I actually started the podcast in March and I had a co-host.
Okay.
And it was my baby. That's when I started. Well, his girlfriend found out about the podcast and broke up with him.
Yuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was older. He was like 50, but we were best friends. We had known each other for years. We just did hood rat shit together. There was nothing romantic. We were just best friends. But she broke up with him and he deleted everything. Every website, he changed all the passwords.
Oh, shit.
Messy. Yes. That sounds messy.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. It broke my heart. So I was silent for months. I still kept my Twitter active. And then I, Married as Fuck and Po' Boy podcast were nudging me. You know, they were like, Amanda, go solo. You don't need a co-host. Go solo. Your personality, you got it. Do it. So I got back up in August.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's been good. And I'm sure there'll be some point when I run out of stuff. But in all actuality, shit happens all the time to me. So
no, and you're always, you do a good social media job and you always have shit going on there. Plug your stuff. Tell our listeners where they can find you, not only on your podcast, but on social.
Okay, let's see. Twitter, you can find me at blunt_mommy. My Instagram, which is public, it's really fun. Amanda, AmandaUH.
Amanda!
3313. I don't have a Blunt Mommy Facebook page because it's, you know, Facebook's for old people and friends and family. And they won't even, I tried to do it and they're reviewing my photo. So
if I get accepted,
I'm going to delete it anyway.
We have a lot of horny guys as listeners. So guys, I'm telling you, follow her on social. You won't regret it. I check her stuff out daily and it's, it always puts a smile to my face. I'll say that.
That's right.
Hey. Yes. And when it comes to listening, you can find me on iTunes, Podbean, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Spotify, did you say? I saw you're on Spotify.
Yes, Spotify. That's the last one. Yes. So I'm on six platforms.
So, Amanda, I have to ask, if I ever go visit, where are you at? You're in Baton Rouge?
Yes, capital.
I'm not good at icebreakers and spitting game, but will you take me for a good night out on the town?
Oh, yes. My favorite bar is like a mile from my house. I've actually walked home before because I was so wasted.
Hey, I think we'll have a lot of fun. I guarantee that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Downtown is great.
All right.
You just hit me up whenever you're in Louisiana.
Awesome.
Amanda, one last question for you, my friend.
Yes.
On your Twitter, you say you're a smilf. Can you explain to the Sensible Nation, our audience, what a smilf is? And to us, because we're not familiar with the term.
Okay. Single mom, I'd like to fuck.
There you go. So
that's a true statement.
Have you seen the TV show?
I'm single. So.
Have you ever watched the show Smilf?
Yes.
Oh, show?
Isn't it so good? See, yeah, I'm going to support the hell out of you, man. You're awesome, Amanda.
So you already knew what it was.
What is a smilf?
These boys, I can't. You know. It's a really good show. What's it on?
Showtime.
Showtime. It's really good. She produces it herself. Oh my God, that girl's a badass bitch.
I never
she
heard
directs
of Smell.
It. She wrote. She produces
her name,
it.
Her name's Frankie Shaw.
Yeah, and she's gorgeous. Oh my
she's
God,
absolutely gorgeous. She's
Ryan thinks my accent. We both have accents on. See.
Okay.
Oh yeah, y'all definitely have. Accents.
We do. I thought
yes.
you did.
Ryan makes fun of me for my, he thinks my accent's worse. His accent's worse.
Well, Amanda, thanks for coming on. Like we said, guys, Sensible Nation, follow Amanda on her social channels. Listen to her podcast. She's good shit. Thanks for coming on and talking to us on this Saturday.
And thanks for teaching us about ass eating season.
Oh, thank you guys.
And thanks
no
for.
No problem. If you want to learn about anything else sexually or have any questions, you know who to call.
That's all right. Right.
Thanks for giving number. Me hope that I have a chance.
You're welcome, love.
Blunt Mommy, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks,
XO,
Amanda.
XO.
All right, bye, guys.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ. Blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No.
All right, that was a lot of fun with Blunt Mommy, guys.
Yeah, she sounds like a lot of fun.
Sensible Nation, check her out. Blunt Mommy Podcast. All right, what's next, Mandy B?
The Roast of Rod.
The Roast of Rod.
Good luck, you fucks.
This is
going to
be so much fun.
There's nothing to roast.
So for those that don't know, what is a roast? In an ideal world, a roast is poking fun at someone in a playful yet tough tone. And I feel like we're going to be kind of ruthless here just because we are sensible people.
Hey,
that's a way to do it sensibly.
Welcome to my life.
I told these two fucks all week when we knew we were going to do this. Be ruthless. I can handle it. And I'll have a response to every single shitty thing that you have to say.
So as much as it kills and pains me to say it, we do kind of like you. Like I said, kinda.
Yeah,
like, okay. That's why we keep you around. The fans like you mostly. But Mandy and I didn't think we had enough material to really carry this roast out. So what we did was we let the fans know and friends of the show know that it's open game. It's roast season,
it's
baby.
It's roast season.
What we did was we created a Google voice mailbox, sent out the phone number, and we ended up getting nine voicemails.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah. We got nine voicemails of people who are going to join Mandy B and I in the roast, and I've got those queued up, so we will play those right now.
I hope these people know I'm like Liam Neeson, and I will find you, and I will kill you.
This is the Sensible Nation Roast of Raw Dog. With your roast master, Sensible People.
Let's go to number one. I don't know what order these are in, but
okay.
We've got nine, and they're pretty funny.
This is crazy. I can't wait to hear them. Number one.
First time, long time, big fan here. Andrew, the pod. I'm here to call in to roast Raw Dog Ryan. Two things, for Sensible People, with not being very sensible, especially from King Raw Dog here, hope he turns around with Raw Dog 2.0. But first one is the pizza thing. Like, come on. Putting it in the freezer after you cook it. How about you take a normal American, cut that shit real fast, make sure the cheese gets all everywhere, and then just burn the roof of your mouth like every other American does. I mean, you really gotta cut that shit out. Who actually has a space in their freezer to do that, one? And also, what if you put it in there for too long? Do you get to recook it? Or also, you can also drop it. It's not very sensible if you ask me. Number two is the bathroom one, not letting his shoes hit the ground so people don't know who is taking a shit. Well, here's the thing, dude. You got to assert your dominance. You got to let the people in the office know who's shitting and let them know that you're the fucking man. So, Raw Dog Ryan, I really hope that Raw Dog Ryan 2.0 will change his ways and become more sensible in the year to come. Keep it up, guys. Love the podcast.
Well, Andrew, I appreciate the participation, but I just want to say fuck you. So what I want to say, number one, did you hear he said King Raw Dog? So thank you for
that.
That was not a roast right there.
I heard King Raw Dog. And second of all, the frozen pizza in the freezer. Yes, you do it. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
No, I do cut it. And I do have a mouth that I can handle fucking lava. But why not put it in there for a couple minutes? I won't ever have to reheat it. And then I eat it.
No, it's just you weird, eat it quicker. Dude. No,
and then
it's un-American is what his point was.
No, that is the most American move that there is. And I still the next morning scrape skin off the top of my mouth. It's a good hobby on the way on a Monday morning to work.
Your mouth is probably disgusting.
And what was the second thing? What did he say?
The bathroom, keeping your feet off the floor.
Yeah, assert your dominance, brah.
Yeah, but you know what? I did that a lot more in like grade school. So in the bathroom I use now mostly, I use my bathroom work more than I use at my homework. So, or no, my home bathroom. Sorry, I messed that up. But no one really comes into that bathroom at work, so I don't have to put my feet up. But I would still do it. I don't like, you know, if someone's in there, I'm not making like a fart noise or anything. I'm holding it in until they leave.
What I'm hearing is you're a scaredy cat. Okay.
But wouldn't you say that's sensible?
No.
No.
Absolutely. You just let it go. I agree with Mr. Andrew.
Yeah, you're,
I
don't like you're
them
the
fan
bathroom.
Of the show.
I don't like them hearing me grab toilet paper when I'm there. I just like am very secretive.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. We all let's get him that book. We all poop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, it was number 2.
All right, number 2.
What's up, sensible people and sensible nation, you sensible fuckers? It's Whiskey Boy from the Whiskey Boy Radio Podcast. I was told you were going to be honoring the one and only Raw Dog Ryan on this show, so I had to call up and give you my thoughts on good old Ryan. You know, sometimes when I listen to sensible people, I'm having trouble hearing, and I just start to get frustrated about the audio quality. Then I realize it's really got to be tough for Ryan, you know, to talk with his mouth so full of shit. Yo, Raw Dog, is your ass ever jealous of all the shit that comes out of your mouth, bro? We'll see how the podcast goes. I mean, Ryan already ran off one co-host. Good luck there, Mandy. When you started doing the show, you were probably asking people for advice, right, Raw Dog? You know, anyone who told you to be yourself, that was the worst advice they gave you, man. It was horrible. I've even shared the show with my friends and my fans of my show, but about Raw Dog, I just had to explain, he's not stupid. What it is, he's just possessed by a retarded ghost. That's what's going on with that guy there. I mean, at least you're not obnoxious like so many other people. I mean, because you're obnoxious in a completely different and very much worse way. So, anyway, every show when I hear Ryan, I'm like, are you always so stupid or is just today a special show? Are you going to go this crazy? And Raw Dog, really? What a fucking name, right? Like, is it because you like to be fucked until your ass is just raw? Or you like to go raw on your dog? I can't tell, you know? My original co-host was named Ryan. Yeah, he was pretty useless too, but you're about as useless as rubber lips on a woodpecker, Raw Dog, I tell you. You are living proof that manure can actually grow legs and walk. It's pathetic. Like, hey, do you just prop up a retarded schizophrenic with Tourette's and tape a mic to their face so you have a co-host? I don't know. But really, Ryan, I know you're not as stupid as you look. Nobody could be that stupid. You know, you're so ugly, you'd make blind kids cry. Yeah. It took me a while listening to your show, but I got used to you. You know, you grow on people, kind of like genital warts. So, I try to see things from your point of view, Ryan, but I can't seem to get my head that far up my ass. Yeah. So I just don't understand you, you know. Acting like a dick isn't going to make you have a bigger one, though, you know. So you just calm down the attitude. Like, you're just stuck with that little bitty thing. There's nothing you can do. Anyway, have a great show, Tay and Mandy. Ryan, fuck off. Don't thank me for insulting you. It was my pleasure. Oh, before I go, I did write a little poem for Fuck Dog here. Roses are red, violets are blue. I have 5 fingers, and the 3rd one's for you. Yeah, later, bitches.
Whiskey Boy Radio, one of our best friends of the show, right there for the win.
That was
loved it.
Why does that make me smile?
I was holding back tears. It's so good.
Our favorite Silver Fox from the South.
So first of all, that's from our good friend Whiskey Dick, who's got about a fucking 2-inch dick. Well, from what I've heard, they say things are bigger in Texas. Not for Whiskey Boy Radio. So, an advice: you don't know how to like take my advice or the things I listen to, because I have my own point of view, Whiskey Dick. And if you don't fucking get it, then don't listen, okay? And yeah, Raw Dog, I like it fucking raw. It's like fucking a cheese grater, okay?
It's so dorky. You get all the feeling. My friends call you Rim Job Rob.
Well, I'll do rim jobs too. Raw Dogs, rim jobs, they're all in the same hat.
Oh, right? My God.
So, and you know, the other thing, Whiskey Boy, I really appreciate you calling in. But I will have to say, one thing that would have really, really put this roast over the top is that if you were a set piece, because of your body shape, they could have put you on a skewer, put an apple in your mouth, and watched you rotisserie while we sit here and record. That's what I wish they would have done. But hey, thanks for calling in. I love you. And we'll be in touch.
How do Next. We top that?
All right. Call three.
Dear Raw Dog, I hope this finds you well. I want you to know that you are a worthless fuck who most unfortunately outraced some worthwhile sperm who took a wrong turn and dribbled down your mom's aft cheek. The whole world is a worse place for what you have done. May God have mercy on us all.
Well, so a little anonymous call
yeah.
there.
Well, thank you, Stephen Hawking. I would have asked you to be a wingman when we go out to the bar, but I don't think with your voice that we'd get anything. So... Thanks for that.
Next.
Interesting.
Hey, what's up, sensible fuckheads? This is Rick Pucci, a.k.a. Pooch, calling. One huge fan of the podcast. Love all you guys, but this is a message pertaining to just directly Ryan Raw Dog Church. Just basically calling in to discuss and help roast a quick topic. So this is in regards to the etiquette lecture you gave everyone. Which parts of it I definitely agreed with, especially, you know, taking a piss and not washing your hands, you know, that's logical right there. That makes sense because, you know, piss is mostly sterile. So, I mean, unless you're pissing all over your hands, I wouldn't expect you to wash them. And just knowing you, you know, it's not something I'd expect anyway. But one thing I got to jump in on is that when you take a shit, okay, no matter where you take this shit, right, whether it's public, it's at your house, anywhere else, wash your fucking hands, goddamn degenerate. All right, when you shit and you're wiping your ass, okay, afterwards, there's a chance that your fingers are gonna run into that shit canal, okay, no matter what. Even if you think you're being completely tidy about it, there's a good chance that you're gonna touch some raw shit in your ass. And when you don't wipe your hands afterwards, you go to bed or whatever, interact with other humans, you're bringing that fucking fecal matter everywhere with you. Sick. That is goddamn disgusting. And knowing the shit, I don't know if I could shake your hand after that. I'd have to have a couple drinks in me for sure. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to bed, rubbing it all over the fucking place, rubbing it on your wife's face, that's goddamn disgusting. Always wash your fucking hands after you shit, goddamn it. Man, that is like the one thing I just, like, I heard and I was like, you should always fucking wash your hands. I don't care if you're wearing a goddamn wedding ring.
Are you bringing it in the studio?
Like, whatever, that shit that's on your ass, just fucking wash it off, wash your ring, you know, just get over
it. Is he done yet?
Fucking shit on your hand.
We get it.
You think of it as if you're wearing fucking black gloves after you take a goddamn shit, all right? You're walking around with fucking black gloves, and there's fucking all kind of diseases and shit.
Didn't you have pink eye last week?
All right, because this is goddamn fecal matter. I mean, there's bacteria, Ebola, whatever else is floating in that shit, all right? Just start washing your goddamn hands. And while we're at it, fucking close the microwave door. All right, but now that we got that out, you know, keep up the good rants. I love you on the show. Love everyone there, and it's hilarious, and I'll keep listening. All right. Pooch out.
All right, I'll give...
That's quite the rant.
That was quite the rant. And I'll give him one compliment, or one... I'll give him credit. Yeah, I should shut the microwave door. But your whole rant about the shit... First of all, Rick Pucci, it's not my fucking problem if I shake your fucking hand. You have my shit on your hand. So that's your fucking problem. And you know what? Don't shake my hand, you fucking pussy bitch. That's the way I look at it. So... Like, when I don't, why would I care if it's on your hand, if you're on cleanliness? I don't care. I give a rinse. I give a cold water rinse, but I don't put fucking soap on it all the time. So what's the fucking problem?
Aww.
And you said that I might get fecal matter. Like, you don't know. I don't use one ply. I don't get the finger through the fucking toilet paper. It's usually double or triple. So my
my favorite episode.
Yeah. So it's not touching the shit. So let me ask you. You go down and you take a shit. Are you looking on your phone? Do you go wash your phone when you're done? No. So what's the difference? You might have clean hands, but you got a dirty phone, which you're going to touch 30 seconds later. So now it's dirty. So fuck you, Rick Pucci. Thanks for listening, though.
We love you, Rick.
All right, next
number
one.
Number five.
Hey, Ryan. This is Marco, your former coworker. I'm not going to call you Raw Dogs. It's a stupid fucking name. Can't stand it, to be quite honest. You're alive still, so I take you haven't found the second canister of spores I left behind in the office. Good luck with that. It's a little weird.
Totally not.
Voicemail, but I guess it beats the alternative. Writing in a letter of roasting you wouldn't work out. You can't read, after all. And it's no surprise you lost the spelling bee to Tatanka. Another stupid fucking name. You guys are really not good at that. Although Hatchet Rule is pretty good. Wish you success on the next season, Ryan. Very proud of you, boys. And welcome to Mandy B. Can't wait to hear more from you. Bye.
Well, thanks, Marco. I'd like to choke you.
I like Marco. Hi, Marco.
He was the one. You think I'm dirty? He was the dirtiest fuck I've ever worked with. He would leave coffee on his desk for months, and it would have something growing in it that looks like, I mean, it looked like something that, like, if Ricky Lake spread her legs, I'd see. Let's just put it that way.
I haven't heard that name in ages.
Or Rosie O'Donnell, okay. If you want.
Now I get it.
Yeah,
now
it was like a blue waffle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he would lick it. Marco's a weird cat. And sometimes he'd even wear, like, a Big Show singlet to work as he was back by his computer.
Right, that's right.
But you know what, Marco? Fuck you. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I
number
miss
six.
You, brother.
What's up, Rod Dog? More like Raw Dog.
Clear.
I am high as a predator drone right now on ganja. It's best buddy Sonny, asshole. Let me ask you this. How's your micro penis doing in your pants? I want you to know something. After we did our last recording, Mandy and I drank Royal Mawaleen, and I made her culminate all over your hand-me-down Goodwood jean jacket, asshole. Have a good weekend at the World Tool Convention, dickhead.
Well, our friend of the show, Sonny Patel.
And I could still smell him through the recording. And you know what, Sonny? I guarantee you couldn't get Mandy off. There's no way. That's a fucking lie. That's a fib. There's no way you did with your light switch dick that you said you had. And you know what? Let's have a dick off, Sonny. I guarantee you mine's got more girth and more length than your fucking little, like, mushroom cap in a fucking bird's nest. That's the way I think. Okay? But thanks for calling in.
See you in the field, Sonny.
Hey, everyone. It's Amber here to roast Ryan Raw Dog Church. Where to start? Well, I'm not even going to go into the fact that his body is made up of 90% chicken tenders and 10% cigarette smoke, because that is just too easy. Ryan has a vocabulary of a 5-year-old. You know how you teach kids to not use a word if they don't know what it means? Well, once Ryan told me he was going to live vicariously through me. He meant vicariously. Little compliment. Ryan has actually lost a lot of weight this year. He's looking pretty good, but you know what he lost in weight, he's made up for in the volume of his voice every single episode. Dude, chill out. Contrary to your belief, speaking louder doesn't make you any funnier. Ryan is a complete pushover. He acts all tough and opinionated on air, but really, he gives into peer pressure like a 15-year-old on an after-school special. Honestly, he cannot say no. You could literally tell him you're going to piss on his face, and he'd say okay. Oh, wait, I forgot. That's an actual fetish of his. You sick, sick fuck.
Wow. Well,
the lovely Amber, co-host of season one.
You know what? Yes, I have lost a little bit of weight. But
I couldn't tell.
Hey, sensible singles. I haven't lost weight in my dick, though, Mandy. I know you were wondering.
I was not wondering.
And you know what, Amber?
I am just never wondering.
Just like I told everybody else, fuck you. And you know what? Maybe one day we'll take an Uber ride. Maybe
you
one day we'll go to Chicago, Amber, because I know you've never been. Okay?
You told her you were going to live vicariously through her.
Yeah, I'm a little vicarious.
What?
I see smoke above my microphone.
I don't know why.
Something. I think our board is smoking.
Help! Next call.
Amber, I'll have something to say to you on Monday, okay?
Hey, this is the Jolly Rancher Commander from TDMR. Man, what's with the name Raw Dog, man? Every time I hear that, man, I always imagine you bent over with a cum dump tattooed on your ass. Bop-bop!
What did he say was tattooed on my ass?
Chrome dome?
Cum dump.
Chrome dome.
No,
what's a
dump.
Chrome dome?
Chrome dome.
No.
Well, first of all, let's backtrack.
Cum dump.
Let's backtrack. I can't even understand what the fuck your name is, so get... Get the chode out of your mouth or get the shit out of your mouth. And second of all, what's the tattoo? I don't know.
That's one of the hosts of TDMR.
TDMR? I want to hear you more clear. And I'd like to banter you. Let me come on your show one time and we'll have a debate about something, okay? But hey, honestly, thanks for calling in. Appreciate all the participation in the roast of Raw Dog.
I think we have one last one, right?
Yeah, so I was trying to come up with something good for this roast. And I thought, you know, I need to dig up some dirt on Ryan. Something personal, you know? So I call up his Dana, and I said, you know, hey, Dana, do you have anything, like, gross or embarrassing about Ryan that I can use? She was like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, you know, like, does he have any gross habits or, like, a foul-smelling dick or something? She was like, huh, you know, I couldn't tell you if his dick smells bad. I've never actually been able to find it. I was like, oh, God damn it, Dana. Okay, if you're not going to help me, I guess I'll have to call Ryan's parents. So call Ryan's parents, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Church, you know, tell me something about Ryan. Maybe, you know, like something funny about his childhood. And they're like, well, we aren't really at liberty to discuss his childhood. What the fuck? That's not normal. Like, what are you talking? You're not at liberty? I'm like, well, we signed a non-disclosure agreement as part of a legal settlement when Ryan was a child. Like, what? What do you mean by that? They said, you know, well, when Ryan was born, the doctor who delivered him took one look at Ryan's fucking face and was so traumatized, he went into shock. Had a grand mal seizure right there on the floor of the delivery room. He later sued us, claiming that he suffered from PTSD and was unable to practice medicine ever again. To this day, he's sitting there in a wheelchair, his tongue hanging out like... Ryan's so goddamn ugly. And I said, like, oh, that's actually kind of ironic, because the first time I met Ryan, all I could think was, Jesus, his parents should be sued for this. And they were like, yeah, you know, we get that a lot. That's why we keep them locked in a podcast studio in the basement.
Well, thank you, Scott. And he is
the guest of episode 11, season 1, Scott Liljevaire.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yep.
So, Scott, you do have the story somewhat true. I'll give you that. That there was some issues when I was born. But when I was born, instead of such an ugly face, I was actually born with a full adult male penis size when I came out. Now, and I also, you also have referenced the size of my dick that you said couldn't find. Well, yes, Scott, I do have an average size male white penis. So I said I came out with an adult size. It hasn't grown since I've gotten older. So I, you know what? I developed a little quicker, okay? Right out of the womb. I had a drag strip, too, when I came out.
Everybody likes the drag strip.
It was a drag strip. But, Scott, thanks for calling in. Thanks for participating in the podcast. You are a fuck. We all know that. And you remind me of Dr. Evil.
All right. I want to say thank you to the 9 participants, friends of the show, fans of the show that called in. That was a great way to do a roast, we must say.
No,
right?
Hey, that was good. That was a good idea.
Good surprise?
I loved it.
I was completely surprised,
good,
to be honest.
Good. Well, we don't really have much else to say. I think a lot of bases were covered there. But we do have a few things to say, because we wouldn't be sensible if we showed up with nothing. So calm down. Take a deep breath. Then hold it for about 20 minutes and do everyone a favor and just fucking kill yourself.
Whoa!
20 minutes? I don't think it would take 20 minutes, right?
First and foremost, I thought it was a fucking comedy podcast. And then last episode came along and I started getting really worried that iTunes was going to fucking change us from a comedy to a drama. What a fucking crybaby, for God's sake.
Okay, you know what? It was a little fucking choppy, but I didn't fucking cry, all right? I got through it. So
I don't
fuck
know.
You guys.
That was a good day.
Yeah, was it?
If I wanted a bitch as a co-host, I would have bought a dog and him sit next to me.
Oh my God, Tay's coming out hot. I was just going to mention how boring you are. The last time we hung out together, I think I fell asleep.
What did we do?
Just left.
So just, wait, did we play slots?
Now this is getting awkward.
No,
looking at Mandy.
We played slots? We played slots?
Yeah, Ryan tried to pick me up at a slot.
You know
machine.
What? Oh, You're too scared to have a good time with me.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Need game to pick you up, Mandy.
Oh,
my,
you're way too short for Mandy B's
yeah,
type.
Honestly.
Right.
Let's talk about his height a little bit.
He's a little
I might
short
be short,
stout.
But I might be mighty, okay? I got girth.
When we went back, like think back to July. Remember we did the midget wrestling?
Yeah, we did.
I thought you were going to perform.
I'll give you that. That's good. Oh, but wow. I would throw fucking Brian Fritch right out of the ring and powerbomb
Skinny Timmy,
his ass.
One of our guests. I mean, I don't know, man. You're a great co-host. People like you. People laugh at you.
Yeah.
But I just can't cover you so much. If you're going to be a smart ass, first you have to be smart. It only works that way.
Do you think that he dresses smart? Do you think his golf attire makes him like?
It makes
look
me look
smart.
Yeah, he
you know
thinks
what?
It boosts the IQ.
Is that all you?
I'll just go get some fucking glasses and I'll look smart. All
he
right?
keeps rolling his eyes at us like he's going to find a brain in the back of his head.
Ooh.
Ain't happening, buddy.
How does it feel?
To feel
Welcome
for
to
what?
My life.
None of these are fucking true.
You're not short and stout?
Maybe.
And then we can't pour you out.
Stout?
Short and stout.
Stout?
Like
I lost
peacock.
Some weight.
Pour
Did you not hear what Amber said?
Wait, tip me over and eat my ass out.
Yeah.
That's
you say,
song.
You say tip me over? Tip me over.
I think
over.
The majority of those calls were about the raw dog.
Yeah, they want to see the raw dog. I see you got that glistle in your eyes.
Let's talk about your reading and listening comprehension, right? Because that's a big talking point on this show.
My
the listeners
testing
all know
was
about.
Not good in reading comprehension, okay?
It's more of a lack thereof, your listening and reader comprehension. I don't know if it's an attention thing or you're just a moron, but half the time I look at your eyes and you're just, they're crossed, you're staring at feathers, and you're just not listening.
Maybe
that
what's
glaze?
Up with that, man?
Maybe
that
it's
glaze.
Because I know how to fucking party way harder than both of you two fucking combined. And when I'm on the podcast, I like to feel good.
Mandy
okay?
and I are always looking for a fucking off button for you. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you,
I'm getting
Mandy,
one installed next week.
Mandy's always looking for something, and I still haven't figured out what it is. So that doesn't surprise me.
What does that even mean? That doesn't even mean anything.
You're always looking for something, Mandy.
For what?
I love his responses
Not
too.
Sensible.
Yeah, he had. I will say
that makes no sense.
Raw Dog did have some good responses to the callers, the nine people that called in, right?
I saw him write it down.
But
and
being a
it.
Prick back doesn't actually give you a prick.
Oh. There we,
you know what? I'd like to piss it all. You guys know I like a piss on my face, but I'd like to piss on all those callers' face.
I keep thinking you can't get dumber, and you just keep proving me wrong, brother.
Stop admitting so much about yourself.
I'd squat to piss on your face.
Oh,
like
my
a woman.
God.
Maybe I'd be okay in the
what
new
is
squat.
Happening?
The old squat and tuck.
Yeah. Taylor wipes standing up, I squat to pee. What's the difference?
So Mandy and I are going to do the outro because I think this show's coming to a wrap. And
yeah.
We're not ignoring you. We're just simply giving you time to reflect on what an idiot you are.
All right.
Mandy B, let's do the outro. We're on Twitter, guys, at @sensible_people. On Instagram, at @sensible_people. SensiblePeoplePodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Podchaser, Overcast. Wherever you guys listen to podcasts, we are on them, and you can find us and listen to both seasons of Sensible People. The Roast of Raw Dog, we hope you guys enjoyed. Mandy B., we have merchandise, don't we?
We do. We have t-shirts. We have coffee cups. We have all that jazz.
You know what? Hold on.
I'm not saying it in your dorky
hear
way.
I of a Dust Till Dawn voice.
Yeah, give us your best cheats. You got it. You have to.
Mandy B, you have to say one line. What? I want you to say, Sensible Nation, we have sloppy pussy. In
no
voice.
Way.
Please Let's do it. It.
No, I am not.
Say it.
What is happening here?
Say it.
Nope, I'm not saying it. What do I
what
say?
What a fucking say.
It.
We have sloppy pussy.
No.
All right, say swamp pussy then.
No.
One of those two you have to
this
say.
This is Mandy B out.
Guys, Roast of Raw Dog, hope you all had fun. We will see you soon. Remember to vote for us on discoverpods.com. We are nominated for People's Choice Award for 2018. So vote for us, and we thank you very much. Sensible People, Raw Dog Ryan, Tay Wagner, Mandy B.
See you guys.
See ya. Who let the dogs out?